From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The Arcata-based Environmental Protection Information Center and the Western Environmental Law Center plan to sue a branch of the U.S. Department of Agriculture as to how they control beaver populations. It revolves around the killing of beavers, and a release from the director of EPIC says the practice is wrongful because where beavers thrive, so do salmon. A release goes on to say, a strong body of scientific research shows beavers benefit salmon and steelhead by building better habitat conditions, including creation ponds used by salmon and by increasing stream flow in summer months. The Arcata Chamber of Commerce holding a State of the City presentation. That's coming up on January 30th. Featured speakers will be City Manager Karen Diemer, Community Development Director David Leia, and RREDC Executive Director Greg Foster. The program runs from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., doors opening at 8. It's taking place at the Minor Theater. The Board of Directors for the Arcata Fire Protection District voting to move their regular meeting dates to the second Tuesday of each month, beginning on January 8th. The meetings will continue to be held at the Arcata Fire Station at 631 9th Street in Arcata and will start at 5:30 p.m. Well, saying he's headed to the private sector, Humboldt County's 5th District Supervisor Ryan Sundberg took part in his final board meeting this week. He's a grad of Humboldt State University and says he was glad to have served as a Native American in public office. Sundberg hasn't talked specifically about where his next job might be. Details limited on the recent arrest in Eureka of 47-year-old David Anderson as part of a sexual assault investigation. He's in the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on charges of rape, sodomy, lewd acts with a minor, false imprisonment, human trafficking, and probation revocation. He's being held on $3 million bail. Because the investigation is ongoing, no further details are being released at this time. As you head out for your holiday destinations this week and next, the California Highway Patrol is set to begin its Christmas maximum enforcement period. The additional enforcement intended to ensure the safety of the driving public during the holidays. It begins at 6 p.m. on Friday and continues through 11:59 p.m. on Tuesday, December 25th. The focus of the MEP, speed limit enforcement, but officers also will be watching for signs of impaired driving. During that period, all available officers will be out on the roadways for enhanced enforcement, but also to help motorists whenever necessary. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.